This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons and right to the guest line for our weekly conversation with NBC Sports' Tom E. Curran. Tom E. Curran is brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, by your New England Chevy dealers, Together Let's Drive, and Tom E. Curran is powered by Verizon. How are we powered this week, Tom Curran?
In the frosty air.
Yeah, get in the spirit, buddy. Holiday spirit.
Oh, I'm always, yeah. I love Christmas carols. Do you know that?
I do, too. I listen to a lot of Christmas music. I told Ted I will never, ever criticize a Christmas song. Every rendition of everything is like pizza. It's kind of good in its own way. It'll get the job done. Mm-hmm. But enough Christmas talk. We got a big football game this week, and I want to start there. We've been kind of asking the question around here. I know Reese threw it out there on ESPN. This is the biggest Patriots home game since. Is it that Brady returns game, or is it go even further back because of how good the Patriots are and what it means to their team and not just the guy who's visiting?
Yeah, I'd say the Brady returns game. Otherwise, anything 2021, they had a cavalcade of horrendous teams. They beat Jacksonville 50-10. But I would say probably the Brady returns game. It's the biggest event there, and I don't know if that will trump for drama. This game will trump for drama that game, because this game will be remembered. I mean, that's the thing, is whatever happens in this game, it will be remembered. So it's good to have a game that you know you will remember.
Tom, the Bills are coming in, I think it's down actually to half a point favorite, but still they've been favored for the majority of the week since the lines came out. And I'm curious, in your mind, what is it about this very imperfect Bills team that scares you the most coming into Sunday?
They have a really good quarterback who's the best player in the league. And I think that my understanding of lines is very simple. It has absolutely nothing to do with who Las Vegas or oddsmakers think is going to win. So when they're used for respect purposes, they're a little bit backwards. All they are is an enticement for the public to bet as close to 50-50 on the two sides as possible. That's what the lines are there for. Mm-hmm. So the presumption is that the Bills, because of their history, are still going to be a better team. So they made them a 1.5-point favorite based upon the fact that people have an affinity for the Bills. Same way you know what used to be the greatest bet early 90s when I was gambling? Bulls. We all bet on the Bulls. You couldn't stop betting on the Bulls. The Bulls' numbers were so inflated because people would bet on the Bulls so much. Every game was like 16, minus 16 Bulls. Take them. So, it was So that's, I mean, that, there, it's a good starting point for a conversation, but it has little to do with who people think are going to win the game.
No, no doubt. And Fitzy, get out of my brain. That's the question I had for Tom, was what scares you the most. Did you answer that?
He did not.
Okay, yeah.
No, I started a rant. I started a rant online.
So I'll go ahead.
Josh Allen. Scares you? And,
yeah,
and
there you go.
Josh Allen and his ability to extend out of the pocket. It was interesting. I thought Phil Perry asked a great question yesterday of Vrabel, and Vrabel gave a good answer about keeping Allen in the pocket. Because you can keep anybody in the pocket if you just create one of those little cups and just stand there. Mm-hmm. But if you do that, then Allen's just going to stand there in direct traffic if you don't become aggressive enough. Because becoming aggressive means you create a lane. What I thought was interesting was last week, Teddy, was to see that 40-yard touchdown run and then to see some poor Bengals defensive back still covering the wide receiver as Josh Allen ran from 40 yards out past him into the end zone. It's hard to play man against Josh Allen because you have to be cognizant of the fact that he's going to run. So he does change things that you can do defensively and rely upon the way that Matt Stafford, for instance, doesn't. The way even Mahomes doesn't. I mean, he's mobile, but he's not Allen.
Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston, here on WEEI Afternoons. Tom, I want to ask you about a couple things that when they first happen, we react, maybe overreact, and then they play a game, and we're like, oh, it's fine. So the run defense without Milton Williams has looked a little loose, and you're going against the best rushing attack in the NFL with James Cook. So how do you feel about the run defense? And then part two, sorry, John Dennis here. The offensive line, like we all freaked out. Oh, my God, Will Campbell's hurt. What's going to happen? And now it's like we're not really spending a lot of time talking about the offensive line. So those two things, how do you feel going into this big game?
The run defense is definitely a thing that I am much more leery of than protection, because if you have a mobile quarterback or an incredible offensive coordinator, you can neutralize protection issues. You can't go to zero. And I talked about that with Lowe and who's the replacement there on the left side, Ben Brown, relative to the guys who they were replacing. You don't go to zero. That's why I was not as concerned with the loss of the guys on the left side of the line, because you don't go from 100% of Will Campbell and Wilson down to zero. Those guys are going to be able to hold up. There'll be a select number of plays on which they're going to get exploited. So I still feel that way. I'm much more concerned about against a good team with a very, very good back constantly being in second and four defensively, constantly having to deal with a wide open playbook for Josh Allen. He's dangerous enough on third and eight. Never mind having him on third and second and four all game. So I am much more concerned with the run defense.
Tom, when we last saw the Patriots, obviously now 10 days ago, it was a Monday night game. They got out to that huge lead and then kind of coasted in the second half. And I feel like the coasting in the second half is sort of a thing they do whenever they get up on these leads. Is that sort of a concern that they never, like, it doesn't seem like they pour it on or add it on, that they throttle back at times? I mean, look, they'll be lucky if they have a big lead on Sunday, but is that ever a concern to you?
It hasn't been, Fitzy, just the sheer number of times they finished the game by taking knees. Their four-minute offense has been really good. I think it's hard to just choke a team out for 60 minutes, especially when they go into halftime. The number of halftime leads this not tremendously impressive roster, and we should still be cognizant of that, has taken is amazing. I mean, they're leading at halftime on a routine basis, and they're not a great team. So that leads to coaching application, I think, of the things that they were asked to do during the week and being in command. And the fact that they've held on to those second half leads. So I'm kind of okay with just getting to the finish line. Just get it in the barn. Get back in the garage as soon as possible. I don't care what it looks like. But I do understand what you're saying. If they were a better team, maybe I would be more disturbed or caught wary of the fact that they weren't able to do that.
Yeah.
But I don't think so for me, no.
Tom, I came to pretty much the same conclusion as you did on that. So not an easy one to kind of wrestle with, but I ended up where you did. But I want to ask you about, I do kind of find the Sean McDermott discussion fascinating. You know, is he a good coach? Is he not a good coach? Is he a guy that you want to hit your wagon to for the next 5-10 years? They're moving into a new stadium. Is he the right guy to be coaching with Josh Allen? And just want to get your thoughts on Sean McDermott, the coach. Is he a guy that you think is capable and should be leading this team into the next 10 years with Josh? Or do you think it's kind of run its course with him and Josh?
You know, it's funny because he does seem like a guy, his personality, and I have sat in a million Sean McDermott press conferences and the limited interactions I've had with him at the owners' meetings, he was fine. But he's just kind of got that perpetual stink face, and he doesn't seem to have a great sense of humor, and I wonder if that is over the course of time. And Bill, speak of perpetual stink faces. but I wonder if over the course of time that becomes wearying for a team. And unless you get the payoff for that approach, and again, I'm not saying he's a tough guy to deal with for the players, but the payoff for a Buffalo Bills fan and the lack thereof would be far different for any franchise fan base than it is for them. I mean, it's kind of heartbreaking if you actually empathize, which might be tough to do as a New Englander, for a team that, in a franchise that came so close so many times in the 90s and now is on the cusp with the best player in football and still hasn't gotten to a Super Bowl, and now they turn around and the team that dominated them for 20 years and grinded their face in it now is on the uptick. The Buffalo Bills right now are in a position where the Patriots were in 2009, where they have a great player, but they have not a great team around him. So how are they going to respond? Will they respond the way the Patriots did with great drafts in 2008, 9, 10, 11, and 12? Or will they just kind of just say, okay, it's on you, Josh. Let's see how you do and carry us. They really have to investigate which way they're heading right now, because regardless of if they finish with a Super Bowl win or not, the Bills, they still need to really look at whether or not they've done the best stuff that they can around Josh Allen.
I'm just going to pat myself on the back. There were a couple of those long current pauses there that I was
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ready to jump in, but I've been in this seat before. I waited.
Oh, my God.
Smart. Tom, I admit feeling a little icky even asking this question, but I think we all say Stephon Diggs has been a revelation, a leader, says the right thing, does the right thing, leads the team pregame, and he seems to be okay with the fact that other than that Jets game, he doesn't get the ball all that often, doesn't get that many yards. I think it's below 50 yards in like 6 of 7 games or something like that if you take out that Jets game. Why is this working so well other than the simple, it's the honeymoon period and they're winning?
Maybe it has something to do with, A, he's coming back off an injury. I'll give you maybe 3 reasons. He's coming back off an injury. And maybe that put him in a position where he had to say, okay, what am I capable of? 2, they're winning, so it's hard to be the turd in the punch bowl after a win and say, well, that didn't work. Why didn't I get the ball more? And third, I think it's anybody's nature. Look, we all did. And Phil Perry and I were specifically called out for by Diggs in his first press conference. We all questioned whether or not he could pocket his history and not be a deterrent and a pain in the posterior. And we wondered if we were seeing signs of it in the offseason. And he said, you're not. It's not me. Can we start fresh here? And maybe that has spurred him too to say, you know what? I'm not going to give people the satisfaction of being a dink if I don't get my way. And he's probably found, as we all do when we try and look at how we've acted in the past, and say, wow, life's a lot easier if I don't fight everything all the time. So maybe those three things. I don't know. I can't get in the guy's head, but he has been a pleasure.
Yep. In talking to some of the Buffalo media outlets leading up to Sunday's game, Ted, it seems like they are pretty confident actually heading in to this game as well, that they feel like they owe the Patriots one and they should be able to pull it off on them on Sunday. So in your estimation, if Buffalo is able to pull out the win Sunday, what's the one thing that they do best or that the Patriots are just not able to account for?
If I'm Buffalo, and if I were the Patriots and played the way the Bills did the last time around, I'd say just do what we do and we'll beat these guys. They had 3 turnovers. They had 11 penalties. They handed the Patriots the ball. And even when they handed the Patriots the ball, they still didn't do much with it. That was one of the games in which Ramondre Stevenson had one of those back-breaking fumbles after the Patriots had recovered a Buffalo fumble in midfield. So I don't blame the Bills for looking at the Patriots and saying, yep, great story, nice player. Vrabel's good. McDaniels is good. But we should be able to take care of these guys because they only beat us because we killed ourselves in the first game. So all Buffalo, in my estimation, has to do, which is easier said than done, is not commit penalties. The problem I see with the Patriots to an extent is their inability to create turnovers on a routine basis. They got 3 against the Bills in the first game. I think they have created 14 this season.
That's it. Yep.
Total.
Yep. You're right.
Yeah. So they need to do that more often. They do a good job getting off the field on third down. They have been outstanding on their own on fourth down going the other way, which in a way is like stealing a possession sometimes. But they need to create some more turnovers. And I think the Buffalo is probably looking at New England and saying, look, we can deal with these guys. Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
No, it's a point that Phil and I were talking about on the breakdown on Monday night, just about the lack of takeaways. They just haven't been able to get the ball from the opponent. I think they ranked 20th in those 14 takeaways, so yep. not good enough. Tom, we'll leave you with this. Just curious.
Do you know the Bills have 2? The Jets still have 2.
I know, buddy.
2
I know.
Takeaways.
It's insane. It took them 7 games, I think, to get their first one. So that's embarrassing. It's going to be probably at the end of the season probably the worst historical kind of lack of takeaways in the history of the game. It's just insane that they only have 2. But just your thoughts on this game as far as how does it play out, who wins, kind of what do you think happens in this game Sunday, Tom?
Isn't this great to be able to say I have no idea? Look, the Patriots have answered every single challenge, whether it was the Giants game when I said, boy, you know, I'm leery, they're missing a couple of guys, the bye week's coming up, playing since July, and they just absolutely ass-thrashed them. So I'm going to finally say that light has gone on Marblehead, and the Patriots take a 14-10 lead into halftime, and they win 31-27. How's that?
I love it. Specific.
I'm just going by the book, understanding that the book will probably not be played by.
All right. We're going to enjoy the game. I'm sure you will as well. And we will talk to you next week, Tom.
All right. Thanks for having me. Have a tremendous 2 weeks before Christmas weekend.
All right.
Thanks,
see
bud.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom Curran. Tom Curran was not worried about one aspect in the trenches and was worried about the other. We need to follow up on that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.